today I have the absolute pleasure of talking with Kathy Treasure, the event director of the Parks Elvis Festival in New South Wales. I'm chatting with Kathy as part of our 2021 Event Expert Series, where we chat with event experts around their top learnings from COVID-19 and what they see as the silver linings. We also talked to Kathy about the biggest change that she expects to see in our industry moving forward, and we ask her what her hot tip is for a recommended resource for event organisers such as yourself. Now let's chat to Kathy.
Parks Elvis Festival is the biggest tribute to Elvis in the Southern Hemisphere. It started in 1993 as a small little party. Now we get over 25,000 people, a media reach of over 400 million. And it's just a lot of fun. Like, it's a festival where you dress up, have a good time, meet new people. And we have over 200 events over 5 days.
That's amazing. Can you just tell us, Kathy, I mean, the decision not to go ahead in 2021 must have been really hard for you, for the team, for the community. What was the key? Was there a key reason as to why it was decided not to go ahead in 21, or was it a bigger kind of multitude of reasons?
Look, there were a lot of reasons, and really we started contingency planning from March. So as soon as there was lockdown, then we started looking at what are the different options. But the main reason we cancelled was really community sentiment. So the local community here, we've been very lucky as far as, you know, not having any COVID cases, and being a small town, they didn't really want to introduce that into the region. So mainly the community didn't want us to have the festival, which is understandable. We went out to survey of the local community and businesses, and it was quite a strong percentage that said, look, let's put it off for 2021 and come back in 2022.
Yeah. Yep. That is absolutely fair. So based on the journey we've been on, which has been a very interesting one, and we're still on it, really, What would you say are a couple of the key learnings or takeouts that you and your team have taken away? And I guess I'm looking more the positive things, like what are the silver linings that you've actually found as a result of this period?
Look, I think there's a few silver linings, to be honest, that we couldn't see back in March when it was all starting to come unraveled. But the first one, I think, is really the support between the different people within the industry. Like, it's great to be able to pick up the phone or chat to all different event owners within the same industry and have that welcoming, you know, there's no competition. We're all in the same industry. We're all here to actually make people have a good time and have events. And there was really a lot of support and love within the industry, which was brilliant. I also think it's a good time to take a step back. We're always so busy in this industry, which not many people would realise how much goes into running an event, and you're always working on that event. It's good to take a step back and say, hey, what could we do better? We have some spare time here. What can we improve? What paperwork haven't we had done? What, you know, succession planning can we do, which is really important in this industry. There is quite a high turnover, so it's good to be able to put things in writing, so then if there is a change in staff, that it's all there and ready for them, you know, to take the reins and continue on.
It's almost like a forced pause, isn't it? I couldn't agree more, you know, that whole need to just stop, reflect and really think about future direction.
Exactly. And there's so many, I guess, once you have a bit of time, there's so many more efficient ways you can do things. So we're hoping that in the future, this has really improved our operations for ongoing.
Yeah. What about the challenges? You know, there's plenty of short-term challenges that events are facing at the moment. Mm-hmm. But is there anything that you foresee as, you know, a big challenge that the events industry should be really mindful of right now and be preparing for right now?
Look, I think the biggest challenge, and we don't know how big that is yet, is really how it's impacted suppliers. Artists and suppliers who, you know, have lost all their income, and many companies have closed down. So we've been lucky in this region that most of our main suppliers are still operating, but I can imagine across Australia, not everyone's in that case. I know also for a lot of the artists, you know, they've had to take other jobs, other work because they haven't been able to perform. Will they be able to come back? Will they decide to stay in that other industry? How much talent have we lost over this time? And also, what are the increased costs going to be? Because, you know, they all have to make a living. Are costs of goods going to go up for the next few years just to recoup all the losses over the last few years? or the last 12 months, I should say. It seems like a few years. It's only been 12 months. Not even that.
I know. In some instances, it feels like it's been a long time. And then in others, you think, it only happened, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was talking to somebody else and just can't believe how fast, although, you know, we haven't been as busy in some regards, time has just gone so fast, you know, like it's March to now and we're talking about 2021 already. It's crazy. I know.
But from our perspective, we were fortunate that we could actually have the festival in 2020 because we're in January, but it seems like a long time ago since that festival.
I bet it does for a lot of the fans as well.
Mm.
And one final question, Kathy. What would be your recommended resource for event organisers, for event committees, anyone in the industry to tap into? Because there's lots out there at the moment and it's somewhat overwhelming.
Well, that's why this was quite a hard question for me to answer because I don't ever rely on one resource. I think the best resources are people in similar positions in similar events. So that's what I always do is pick up the phone and call another event manager who I know is in the same position. But I think tap into all of them. I mean, the networking groups that, for example, you've set up, Linda, are fabulous to tap into those. And there's a few on different regions, listening to podcasts, keeping an eye on different events, Facebook pages and websites. I think you really have to keep across the whole range. I wouldn't point out one in particular, to be honest.
Excellent. And I think a lot of people are saying, you know, tapping into other people in the industry. And I think that is valuable, which is why we started having that Friday morning chat, which was just an informal opportunity for people to come together. And that's been so great to watch unfold, you know, the power of people just coming together. They're passionate about their own event and about their own patch, but they're also willing to share and support. And I think that's one thing, like you said, you know, one of the silver linings is it's actually created stronger connections and alliances, I feel.
I think it has too. And there's been no one that I've picked up the phone to who hasn't been responsive to help when I've just wanted to bounce some ideas from other event organisers. And I know I've had quite a few calls too. And it's sort of nice to know that you're not alone and everyone's going through the same issues and it's a good time to share.
Excellent. Is there anything else you wanted to share with event organisers?
I think the other silver lining is the passion for events from the public that are missing them. So I think as soon as we're allowed run things, people have realised how much they've missed and that I think numbers will be up. I think we should be all preparing for quite big events once all the restrictions are lifted because people miss music, they miss the arts, and it's going to be an exciting future once we're allowed to operate as per usual.
So do you see, Kathy, your next event will be 2022?
Yeah.
And are you planning for that event to be somewhat normal?
Yes, I'm very optimistic to plan it to be somewhat normal. Obviously, again, we already have backup plans. We have international artists that are already booked. That is becoming more questionable every day, but we do have some great Australian and local talent. So I think we can still run a good event, and I think that's also another silver lining that's come out of here is people focusing on Australian and local talent with different events. Obviously, we have a limited market with our performers, but I think especially within, you know, like what Byron Bay is doing and different events that are focusing on local, that's brilliant. Our event's very unusual in the fact that it's very hard to turn it into a COVID-safe event. It is all about people getting up and dancing and mingling, and you can't have Elvis without a bit of partying. Obviously, we will have all the COVID-safe plans, but I'm optimistically planning that things will have to return to normal.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bring on 22.
Bring it on.
Thank you so much, Kathy. It's always great to chat with you.
Thanks, Linda, anytime.
Have a lovely Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
There you go, another great chat with an event expert. Make sure you check out our other episodes in this event expert series for more practical insights, different perspectives, and loads more hot tips.